We might have missed a week or two. So sorry for that. Hey guys, welcome back to the Creepy Kids podcast. How are you, Anushka?
I'm fine.
Yeah, finally fine because we missed a week because Anushka wasn't feeling well. And we just had like a crazy work stuff event, so sorry for missing a few episodes. But yeah, we are just so excited to get back into the recording game. And we are recording on a Saturday, which might be a little late for recording, but we're good. So what else has been up?
It's been raining a lot.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot from the last couple of three days. Yeah, 3 days. So the weather has been... One thing that I don't like about rain is that we cannot go out, which is not something that I like. Because in the evenings especially, I love going out and it's just so...
Annoying.
Yeah, so annoying, the dirty water. Ew, I hate it. I don't like dirt. I hate it. Anyways, as you guys know, we are reading stories from this book called Ghosts of the Silent Hills. We are at the end of our sixth story, I believe. Sixth story. I'm trying to get the intro page.
It's the part two.
Sixth story, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more to go from this book. So, yeah, can't wait to read all of these stories. This book is really, really great. We highly, highly recommend. So, if you are looking for a good read, then you should definitely buy this book, or you can just listen to our podcast because we are narrating the stories. That's what we do for our first segment. In the last couple of episodes, we started narrating this story called The Third Housemaid. So, what basically the recap is that there are two sisters. They just moved into a new house. One of them had to go somewhere for a work thing. So, the other one has been experiencing some paranormal activities. You can go back and listen to the last 3 episodes.
Yeah, I think.
3 episodes to get an idea of what is about to happen. At the moment, we are on the part where the other sister, Manisha, who was off the work trip, has returned home. And they are having noodles, I believe. Something. They're having something to eat.
Okay,
so Nidhi went to the kitchen to prepare a quick meal. So, they're probably going to eat now. So, that is where we will be starting. And, let's begin. Who should go first? Who went last? The first class can.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Do you want to go? I should go first. Okay. Cool. It's so hot and muggy in Delhi. Manisha grumbled as she switched on the cooler. Hey Didi, listen, she then hollered. The wind from outside can't open the door. It only opens one way from inside. Yeah, so there was definitely a door opening, I feel like, Nidhi came in the bedroom. I know. She and Manisha both stood in front of the door, staring at it. Forget it. Manisha dismissed the affair after a while with a wave of her hand and moved away. Nidhi was still uneasy when they sat down to eat sat down to dinner in front of the TV. They watched the evening news, surfed a few channels, and then Nidhi declared, "I'm going to sleep, Mani," having slept well the last few nights. She expected Mani to ask her the reason. Then perhaps she could discuss her experiences with her. But Manisha was busy watching a movie on the TV. "Fine, you go to sleep. I will be going late to office tomorrow. I'll sleep in a while." Poor girl. And she went back to her movie. The moment she hit the pillow, Nidhi was fast asleep. So assuring was Manisha's presence. Yeah, that happens with me. I cannot. If I'm alone in the house, I cannot bring myself to sleep. It's so difficult. Manisha slept around 12. Sometime in the middle of the night, she woke up disturbed. A hand had lightly navigated from her shoulder down through her back and till almost her ankles. Goodness gracious. "What's wrong with Didi? It's not funny. What's she up to? She has never done that before." She pulled her sheet over her in utter annoyance. "Didi, I'm fine. Please let me sleep." Her grumbling and shifting woke Nidhi up. She was sleeping quietly in her corner of their double bed with her back towards her. She now yawned and turned on her back, half awake and wondering why her sister had muttered in her sleep and called out to her. It was then she saw it. Oh my god. A dark shadow rose from the empty space between the two of them. It remained in the sitting position on the bed, just next to her.
Oh no.
"I'm hallucinating again. I've gone nuts." Unable to fathom what was going to happen, Nidhi stared at the shadow, immobile. She could hear her heart pounding against her ribs. She slowly turned her back towards the shadow. She shut and opened her eyes to check if she was really awake. Who was this bizarre thing sitting on their bed? She began to crumble. And then Manisha's irritated words reached her ears. "Didi, stop fiddling with the cooler. Just leave it alone." Nidhi turned her head to look at her. Then her gaze went to the cooler. The shadow was now in front of it. The same shape and size as she had seen on the terrace a few days ago. Shadow of a slim man of an average height. "Mani, I'm here on the bed," she whispered. Her mouth had gone dry, and she realized what she could see was also visible to Manisha. She was not hallucinating. The shadow in the room was real. Manisha turned to look at her sister and then at the shadow in front of the cooler. It hadn't moved. Who was this third person in their room? She jumped out of the bed and reached for the table lamp. The moment the room got flooded with light, the shadow of the man dissolved. There was no one visible anymore. They both remained sitting on the bed for a long time, frozen and disturbed. They were modern, rational girls who never believed in the paranormal. But now, without a shadow of doubt, they had a ghost living with them.
Oh my god!
Both of them were too drained to go to office the next morning. As they sat down for the morning tea, the matter naturally cropped up. "Oh my god, I still don't believe it. Didi, we live with a ghost." Manisha covered her face with her palms and squirmed. "Mani, please not so loud." Didi looked around to see if the ghost would react. "Where do you think he is now?" she whispered. Didi looked around. Terror in her eyes was obvious. "Come on, Didi, the ghost is not evil. He even caressed me." Manisha had a lopsided grin on her face. Goodness. Nidhi spoke in her muted voice. "Living with a ghost is not safe, Mani, neither amusing. It's scary. You never know where it would lead us. Whose ghost is it? We need to do something about it. We'll have to change the house. After breakfast, they decided to discuss the matter with Mrs. Usha Mittal, their landlady. Mrs. Mittal, well into her late 60s, lived alone on the ground floor of her three-storied house. She had lost her husband a few years ago and her two children were married and settled in the US. It had been a surprise for her that the young girls hadn't come to her with any complaints. The previous two tenants had stayed for only about a week each. The second one, in fact, for exact 6 days. The young man had packed his bags on the seventh day and had rushed out. He hadn't even bid a proper farewell, for he was angry that the landlady hadn't informed him about the apartment being haunted. If the landlady knows, why is she
selling the house?
Stupid. So when she received a call from the girls saying that they would like to see her, she decided to visit the apartment. So, young ladies, how have you been? Asked Mrs. Mittal, lowering herself into the easy chair. I expected a visit from you, which never came about. When you called, I was thinking about you girls only. We are absolutely fine, Mrs. Mittal. Fine as fine can be. Manisha sat on the other free chair. We are doing well, but had been really busy. Sorry we didn't get time to visit you. Added Nithi. Mrs. Mittal's eyes scanned the room. Everything appeared calm and composed. Though the girls appeared perturbed and a bit pale perhaps, hope things aren't as nasty as with the previous tenants. There were a few questions on her mind that she was hesitating to ask. A cup of tea, Mrs. Mittal? Nidhi asked. Sure. Nidhi left to prepare tea. Mrs. Mittal looked at Manisha and bringing her face closer, she asked softly, Manisha, are you sure everything is fine here? Why do you ask? Manisha smiled. She realized now that Mrs. Mittal was well aware of the presence of a ghost here. No wonder the rent of this apartment located in this posh colony was so low. No, just like that. I wanted to see you young ladies well settled here. That's my duty, you know. Oh. Manisha nodded, but didn't want to further the discussion till Nidhi was present too. They both sat quietly for a while. Mrs. Mittal looked out of the window, roved her eyes around as if she was searching for something. There was anxiety on her face. Finally, Manisha broke the painful silence. Things are fine, except there are strange happenings sometimes. She looked straight into Mrs. Mittal's eyes to see her reaction and noted that her eyes had instantly dilated in apprehension.
Mrs. Mittal. What happenings? Mrs. Mittal asked with dwindling spirits. Just then, Nidhi walked in with three steaming cups of tea. After offering tea to her guest and then to Manisha, she picked up her cup and settled cross-legged on the divan. There were only two chairs in the room. Nidhi had overheard the conversation. She now stated casually, "You know, Mrs. Mittal, a few days ago, an unknown being was seated on the same chair as you are seated on right now." What? Mrs. Mittal jumped up in fright, spilling tea on her sari.
Nice. I like this. Revenge.
Manisha rushed to fetch her a napkin. What scared you so, Mrs. Mittal? I didn't say that the strange being was a ghost. Manisha suppressed her smile. Do you think of the possibility of such an existence? Mrs. Mittal slowly sat back on the chair. There was no doubt that she had gone pale. But she didn't rush out at the mention of the ghost, as the girls had expected. The three women mutely sipped tea for a while. Mrs. Mittal was the one to break the silence. I'm sorry, girls, I should have told you. Told us what? Told you that people have experienced strange activities here. Two of my previous tenants left within a week of staying in these rooms. We know the reason. Nidhi smiled benignly at the elderly lady. What do you know? Mrs. Mittal asked. We have seen the ghost of a young woman, lean, medium height. She spoke casually, as if she was describing a friend. Weren't you frightened? How come you didn't run away like the young man, my previous tenant? The ghost means no harm anymore. He even shares our bed.
Bapre.
We realized this last night. Manisha chuckled.
How are they so cool about it?
Oh my god. The ghost was rather violent with the young man who had hired this apartment. He would hurl things at them. Not only that, the second tenant said he kept pulling at his sheet at night and wouldn't let him sleep a wink. It was as if he wanted him out of the house. We are not saying there wasn't an attack. There were a few. A real deadly one too. 2 days after we had shifted to this house. It flung a glass pane at us. We think it was him. Pretty scary and dangerous. Manisha could have been seriously hurt. But that time we were confused, never realized it was on purpose. Nidhi shook her head and shuddered, recalling the incident. And then perhaps it intentionally threw down a kettle with boiling hot water that could have been scalded my feet. But by and by he seems to have calmed down. Has become rather peaceful. He must have developed liking for you girls. And imagine sleeping in your bed. Mrs. Mittal smiled gently. Do you know whose ghost is it? Nidhi asked. Mrs. Mittal sighed and nodded. Both the sisters stiffened and exchanged glances. Mrs. Mittal swallowed the last sip of her tea. Keeping her empty cup on the table, she placed her hands limply on her lap. She had a faraway look in her eyes. Beta, last year I had placed an advertisement in the paper for renting out this apartment. The same evening, a young man came to see me. Like you said, slim, medium height, and good looking. He was very keen to stay in this apartment. He was about to get married and wanted to bring his bride to this quiet, peaceful colony after his wedding. He said he had fallen in love with my house. Mrs. Mittal closed her eyes and shook her head dejectedly. After a short pause, she continued. We haggled over the rent for a solid half an hour. He then told me that he couldn't afford what I was quoting, but requested me to allow him less rent for a few initial months. He would surely manage to give me the quoted rent after his appraisal in a few months. I was taken in by the sincerity in his words and finally agreed on his quote. Exactly what you now give. In fact, I have not increased the rent ever since. Mrs. Mittal shook her head sadly. She looked out towards the terrace and sighed deeply. Ever since what? Manisha asked softly. Ever since the tragedy. He had barely been in the house for a week. The week he had spent shopping and decorating the house for his bride, and when the calamity struck. Exactly a week before he was to be married, his bride-to-be met with a fatal accident.
Oh shit.
Mrs. Mittal sighed again and closed her eyes, as if the tragedy was hovering before her eyes. How? Nidhi whispered. I think she was on her way to her work when her two-wheeler was hit by a bus. Then what happened? Manisha asked anxiously. That evening, when the young man returned home around 5, I was walking out to attend a party. We met at the gate. I noticed his disheveled clothes. His face was pale, crestfallen. His eyes red eyes swollen. So I stopped to check if he was feeling well. He told me about the tragedy. Tears were streaming down his cheeks. I expressed a quick sympathy and hurriedly walked out, considering my party more important.
Yeah.
although I knew he wanted me to be with him, the way he looked at me pleadingly, I left him alone to cope up with his terrible misfortune.
Mad. I hate her. Stupid woman.
Idiot. She sighed in expulsion. That was a big mistake to have walked out. It was very insensitive of me. I should have stayed with him.
Yeah.
Poor man had lost his parents in an accident a few years ago. And here was another terrible tragedy shattering his life.
No.
He needed company and sympathetic ears. Oh, that's so sad, Nidhi said. Yes, it was sad, but things got much worse. When I returned home after 2 hours, there was a big crowd gathered outside. A few police vans were parked at the gate and the policemen were scurrying around in urgency. I froze, scared and apprehensively. My heart quivered and my legs trembled. What's wrong? I asked a policeman. A young man living on the top floor has committed suicide by jumping down from the terrace of his house. He said. I gasped. Then I saw his body wrapped in a white sheet lying on a stretcher. The sheet had fresh blotches of blood all over. I felt suffocated and then I fainted. Never thought this could happen in my house. Mrs. Mittal lowered her head and almost on the verge of crying. That's so tragic. Manisha whispered woefully. I'm so sorry, Ramit. So sorry. Please forgive me. Tears were freely rolling down the old lady's cheek. I could have saved your life had I known. Ramit his name? Mrs. Mittal nodded slowly. There was a painful hush in the room now. Usha Mittal's sniffles slowly died down. She wiped her face. I'm sorry, girls. I have not cried like this for a long time, not since I lost my husband. May his soul rest in peace. May Ramit's Soul rest in peace too, Nidhi stated, wiping her tears with the back of her hand. Manisha sighed and nodded. The three women instinctively joined the hands to pray. The silence got broken by the ticking clock, a reminder of the transience of human life and the blessing of being alive. The three occupants of the room remained unaware of the brevity of time. As they sent heartfelt and silent prayers for peace and perseverance of people struck by terrible misfortunes, they ardently prayed for internal peace of Ramit's troubled soul. Nidhi and Manisha lived in that house for 4 years and never again felt any strange presence there. The spirit had finally found peace, for someone had prayed sincerely for the unsettled soul.
Aww.
That was all it was seeking.
No. Seriously, but all because of this idiot, Usha Mittal. I don't like this woman.
She should have just closed the house.
No, she should have stayed with the boy.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't have committed suicide then.
Yeah.
Mad. So unfortunate. Anyways, time for another short story.
Okay.
This story is titled, wow, something just fell. What a skag. This story is titled, Clap Once for Yes. A family was camping and left their tent to go on a day hike. They were a few hours from their campsite when a storm suddenly blew up. They became disoriented in the wind and driving rain. They tried to trace their steps back to the campsite but became lost in the unfamiliar backcountry. Being experienced hikers, they knew once they were lost, it was best to stay in one place than wander in the woods. So they prepared to settle down and wait for rescue. Darkness fell and the family built a fire to keep warm. As they snuggled up against each other and started to drift off to sleep, they heard a noise coming from the trees.
Okay.
Who's there? One of the parents called, but there was no answer. Then they heard the sound again. But once more, when they called out, there was no answer. Perhaps it's someone who can't speak, suggested the daughter. So her mom called out, is there anyone out there? Clap once for yes and clap twice for no. There was one clap. That means yes. You were right, the parents said to their daughter. There is someone out there. Are you here to rescue us? Shouted the mom. Clap, clap. That means no. Are you lost like us? Clap, clap. Again, no. Do you live out in here in the woods? Clap, clap. Again, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Let me try, said the son. Are you a boy? Clap, clap.
No.
Are you a girl? Clap, clap.
No.
They looked at each other puzzled. Thinking he was being funny, the son asked, are you human? Clap, clap. Now the family was scared. Are you alone? Called the mom. Clap, clap. The family huddled together more. How many of you are there then? Clap, 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 clap. There are many.
Okay. That was clap clap.
Goodness. You're in the middle of the woods and there are so many
clap,
people
clap,
around
clap,
you.
Clap, 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 clap.
That's scary, man. There you go.
Oh.
Time for Anushka's story.
Lying in bed one evening when he noticed there were lots of sirens in sirens in the streets outside.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a helicopter flying around overhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the sounds of barking dogs and shouting people.
Mm-hmm.
He looked out his window and saw a great deal of police activity. So he went online to discover what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Serial killer escapes, said the headlines. As he read further, the man discovered a crazed killer had broken loose and that he was believed to be in the man's neighborhood. But he wasn't too worried. As the night wore on, the noise wound down and the man went to bed. Suddenly, the man was startled awake. He thought he had heard a sound. He listened carefully and was just about to go back to sleep when he heard it. This time, he was sure someone was trying to get in his front door. The man looked down the hallway, terrified, not knowing what to do. The only way out of his room without going into the hallway was through the window. He couldn't climb out, could he? His mind was made up as he saw the door wobble in its frame as someone threw their weight against it. Without another moment of hesitation, the man leapt out of his window and ran into his yard. He paused to look over his shoulder, just in time to see the light go on his bedroom and a team of police officers pile in.
Mm-mm.
The man was amazed and relieved at the same time, until he felt a hand clamp tight over his mouth and the cold steel of a serial killer's knife against his throat.
Oh my god. Kaila.
Yeah.
My goodness. Scary. Oof.
Clap, clap.
Anyways, time for the gag joke. Which I am not looking forward to. So irritating. Goodness.
How can you tell it's a dogwood tree?
What?
How can you tell it's a dogwood tree?
Well, I don't know.
By the bark.
That was miserable. I don't like it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. I hope you had fun. Hope you have an amazing week ahead.
Yeah.
Anything else? Also, a movie recommendation from our side would be the movie Greta.
Greta.
We just watched it last night and it was really good.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. It's about a psycho person. Not going to give you guys much details. Just go and watch it. Anyways, anything else? Goodbye.
No.
Nope. Scared. Anyways. Bye guys. Love
you. Bye.